Bob Chapman is our guest. He's going to be with us for the next 30 minutes. We're going to jam some of your phone calls in here as well. Ted Anderson will be popping in, too, coming up in the next segment. You know, Roberts is a smart guy, great guy. But, I mean, I've read the UN documents. I've seen their statements about destroying economies to consolidate them. They don't want free market economies anymore. They don't want people having a future stake in things. And they're going to bring down the third world, China, Russia, Europe, everybody. They've set up a system where we're dependent on resources, an industrialized modern state. They cut them off. Just like De Beers has a monopoly on diamonds that are semi-precious but are ultra-precious because of their monopoly. Same thing with oil. They push the idea that it's super scarce when we're drowning in it. And they have every foppish, fake intellectual telling you we're out of oil. This is a planned program, post-industrial society, just like California putting 20% carbon taxes when they're falling into the ocean and got a 30-plus percent unemployment rate. This is their goal. This is their goal. This is economic conquest, scorched earth. Bob Chapman, do you disagree with that statement?
I agree completely. And the final analysis is this fascist model that they put into being, which we always thought would probably be an extension of communism, is set up to bring the world to their knees, particularly Western Europe and the United States and Great Britain, so that people will be forced to accept this new world order, this one world government.
Absolutely. And they're setting up UND Homeland. They claim is for the Muslims. Notice they flip it now onto the people that don't like the foreign bankers. Oh, you don't like the occupation of finance capital who are non-free market? Oh, well, you're a terrorist. And you can see the writing on the wall. They're going to blow stuff up and blame it on us, Bob. I mean, they had
a media matter. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm just agreeing with adjectives. You're right.
No, it's disgusting. Media Matters took me out of context yesterday, and by the end of the article, it implies I'm calling for murdering police when it's the opposite. I mean, they're really getting ready to try to set us up because we're kicking their hind end, Bob.
That's right, and we're going to continue to do it, and we're not going to get sucked into their vortex of evil. They're not going to be able to get away with it because too many people out there know what they're up to. It's just like all of the information that you came up with that you believe was going to happen about Whitey the terrorist. And there he was. He appeared in Oslo. And that was what you were talking about. And you predicted that they would do something like that. And they did.
But if there's any doubt now this week, with the vice president and all of them saying, and the New York Times and Politico, hundreds, yes, Whitey is the terrorist. The Tea Party are going to bomb us. I mean, folks, how obvious. They're saying we're going to bomb them, and then they got White House memos about how a bombing will help them. Police, who should you be looking at if you were living in the real world? I mean, Bob, you worked in intelligence. Who would you look at? You got groups saying, boy, a terror attack would sure help us. They start saying this group's going to bomb. I mean, right there, you got them. They're getting ready to do it.
That's right. And, you know, they really make so many mistakes, and they have to scramble to cover it up, like in this Oslo affair and all the others that they've made. And because they control the media in almost totality, at least the mainstream, they can get away with it. They keep on telling the same lie over and over again, and sometimes in variations, as we saw today. And what did the Joseph Goebbels say? The same thing. You keep on telling them the same lie, and they're going to believe it.
The good news is 69% in a Rasmussen poll believe the scientists are lying about global warming, and now they're having to admit, okay, there was less ice 5,000 years ago. Okay, the sun does heat the earth. I mean, more and more, their ridiculous lies are coming home to bite them in their man-bear-pig hind ends.
Well, they sure are, and rightly so. And they expect all of us to be dumb. And you know something? There's a lot of smart people in the world besides them, and they outnumber the people who are trying to do us in. and sooner or later, we're going to win.
We are. Stay there. Bob Chapman, stay there.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the Info Warriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Do you believe that Christians are going to be persecuted? Revelation 6:11 states they will. Revelation 13:7 states they will also. And then in Revelation 20, verse 4, states that some in the resurrection will have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. Beheading is usually done with a guillotine. Could that be why guillotines are stored on every military base in America? Not all Christians will be martyred. However, in Luke 21:36, it states that some will be counted worthy to escape. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, well into overdrive. So fix bayonets. We are into overdrive here on this Friday edition. I'll be back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Bob Chapman's our guest. I want to go to the callers that are patiently holding there in just a moment. But this is how tyranny works. We're just incrementally watching big offshore banks gut Europe, gut the United States, just as they have absolutely robbed and butchered the third world, and they do it over and over again. Now, the good news is Hillary, Zbigniew Brzezinski, many others have pointed out, for the first time in modern history, people aren't looking at the puppets. They're looking at the shadow government. The globalists' great power is that they hide it behind bureaucracy and corporatism. But once you start educating people, they can't get away with this anymore. And it, you know, truth goes through three stages. First, it's ignored. Then it's attacked. Then it becomes self-evident. And it's in the attack phase, but more and more people, it's becoming self-evident. Now, what do we get them to do? We get them to speak out to their friends, their family, their neighbors, because just the moral authority of knowing the truth, it all ends. The police are putting trial balloons out all over the country. People do editorials mildly making fun of police with stick figure YouTube video. They are trying to indict them for felonies in Oregon. They're arresting folks, videotaping police from their own houses. We've got to get control of our political employees and let them know that we're the boss. So there's a real attempt to bring in tyranny. That's the system's answer to, hey, we screwed up everything and robbed everything, and now it's time for you to go along with that and let us take over even more of your life. We've got to say no. We've got to get to that point. Gold heads for fifth weekly advance on U.S.-European debt woes. It exploded, I don't know, 80-something bucks in the last few weeks. Then they drove it down 15 bucks, then it surged right back up to where it was. A lot of stuff's happening there. The Chinese are saying, look, your debt ceiling's a disaster. This whole thing's going down. Ron Paul's pointed that out. We've now got a super creepy Congress that's totally unconstitutional. Ted Anderson, I'm bringing you in here, owner of the network and of Midas Resources, because you've got your nose to the grindstone there, Ted. What's the latest gold and silver news? What's happened in the last few hours? And then I'll give folks what's happening in the stock market, and then we'll get Bob's predictions and go to calls. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, right here, Alex. I can tell you right now, gold hit a high today of 1668.20, and of course higher than that in the futures market. Silver today has hit a high of 39.65. Gold is the one that's running right now. People, the Europeans are dumping money into the system trying to stimulate their economies over there, and that money's running to gold right now. It's also running to U.S. Treasury bills. The T-bill is, the yield on T-bills are going down, and gold is going up like crazy. And that's because there's just way too much printing going on. So we've had it here in the United States. Now it's occurring in Europe. The Asians are looking at it, and they're just trying to run away from it. I was in Singapore here just about 3 weeks ago, and they're 4 weeks ago, and their gold shops are just packed with people trying to buy 24-karat gold chain.
Sure,
bars.
Globally, the G20 is devaluing all currencies. There's only one or two sovereign countries, and their currencies are actually going up or holding steady, and gold is not up in those countries like Switzerland. But Ted, I mean, I want to simplify this for folks, then get your take and Bob's take on it. It's very simple. People ask, what's happening in the economy? Okay. They are trying to depress the real economy so that their hyperprinting of currencies doesn't cause hyperinflation. But you're still getting the inflation in the commodities because that's sold globally and is being bought by big players. And so you're getting the worst of two worlds. But from the establishment's perspective, make everybody poor while they, quote, hoard the cash and buy real assets. Ted Anderson.
Well, that's exactly what happened here during the TARP and all the bailouts that happened during the banking thing. I mean, we all heard Ron Paul say, man, if they put the money in the hands of the people, we'd have had $17,000 per person here in the United States. Instead, they handed it over to the globalists, these huge mega banks that were about ready to fail, and all of a sudden now they start dishing out these huge...
Ted, that's the fake numbers of TARP being 800-something billion. In different ways they've gotten it. We haven't gotten new numbers in over a year. Ted, do you know how big it is? Because a year ago, Bob, it was $27 trillion, Bloomberg said, that the banks had gotten of our money, that we got to pay them back in taxes. Yeah, we give them the money and then pay taxes to give them the money. Do we have any idea in the last year how much that's gone up, Bob, since they're keeping their trap shut?
Well, the GAO the other day said it was $16.1 trillion, which included U.S. as well as European banks. And I had projected $13.8 trillion.
But that was the secret loans,
3 years
though.
Ago.
Well, then how does Bloomberg say $27 trillion then?
I don't know. I've not seen the figure as yet, and I would want a breakdown.
Well, sure. I mean, it's old. At first they said 27.3. You remember that headline? And then there was another $5 trillion or so later they announced. But I guess that was total. I mean, all the different ways they get money.
Could be, Bloomberg's part of the problem, except when they make the mistake of asking the Fed where all the money went. But I think it's just a straight up mistake, or they didn't explain where the figure came from. But that's okay. And the bottom line is, it's a lot of money, a gross a lot of money, and so we don't even know whether we got it back. Because the GAO didn't tell us that. And so we may have gotten none of it back.
Absolutely.
And the TARP funds, we still know that there's money that hasn't come back. Some came back, probably, I'll guess, $600 billion. So there's $250 billion still wandering around just in that program alone. But there's so many programs that we don't know anything about. And then they have all these swap agreements between the Fed and other central banks. And none of that's figured in. And then if you look over on the left-hand side, you'll see $1.4 quadrillion worth of derivatives, of which in the United States, about 83% has been written by J.P. Morgan Chase, who's a major shareholder in the Federal Reserve.
Ted Anderson, there's no end to this. I want to go to phone calls, but obviously we have some silver and gold deals from when Ted bought silver and gold when it was lower. He can now pass those savings on. They're not as good as they were 2 months ago because he sold out of the stuff then, but it's continued to go up. So this is a win-win-win because Ted doesn't go up in prices. Even when gold and silver goes up, he sells what he had at the lower price, even though it's higher, and that's why he's so incredibly competitive. But before we plug that and give folks today's offer, and it will go up next week, Ted's told me if prices continue like this, so I take advantage of it today and throughout the weekend, brokers will be there. But Bob Chapman, what do you expect to happen to gold by the fall now, even a normal doldrum time like the middle of summer or latter summer? The prices are exploding right now.
Well, I think technically we're looking at $1,750 by the end of the month. And that's a stretch, but that's what we're looking at during supposedly the weakest part of the year. And people always forget that jewelry manufacturers throughout the world have to start ordering their gold and silver and platinum and palladium for the coming season, how much of this product line are they going to make and how many orders they have come in. So sometimes people miss that. Anyway, we can easily see 2,000 to 2,200 by the end of the year. And if things go bonkers in the last quarter, which they could very well be going that way, I mean, we've had horrible experience just recently in the American market, and then we look over to Europe, it's bad, and they really don't have an agreement. Because the people in Germany and Holland and Finland, they say, no, we don't want to do that. And the head of the European Central Bank and others within that banking structure are saying, no, we have to have the money. We have to give them money. We can't let this string collapse. We can't lose the euro. We can't lose the European Union. And so you got all these things confluencing, and it's going to happen during the last quarter. So maybe 2,000 and 2,200 is conservative. They just blasted silver down from 42 to 38. It'll turn around and go right back up again.
Absolutely. Ted Anderson, your view on what Bob just said.
Well, he's exactly right. And Colin Robertson of Chicago's Northern Trust Corporation is saying that it's a clear-cut panic in the markets right now. And that's what they're reporting. I mean, there is so much going on, Alex. You got to realize Europe is melting apart. The United States is melting. You've got Asia falling apart. There is a shortage right now in silver coins and gold coins in the marketplace.
No, it's not Bob Chapman or Alex Jones or Ted Anderson 3 years ago saying the euro would collapse. Now it's all over the news every day. Now the New York Times is admitting we're in a depression. I mean, they've known all along. Continue, Ted.
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's just this last spring. It was so hard to get silver that it was almost impossible to get silver eagles. The U.S. Mint quit making them. There wasn't enough to go around. I would try to buy 60,000 silver eagles from a dealer and find out that I only can get 10. And then I'd call all over the place just to try to keep enough supply on hand so I could meet the demand for my customers. You got to realize I'm not the only gold dealer in the United States or in the world. I mean, they're all over the place.
We know it's admitted. Most of them are actually taking orders and then trying to find it later. Everything you've got is down at a bank in a vault and is shipped out every day as the orders comes in. Correct, Ted? You've got it on hand.
Yeah, we've got most everything on hand. I mean, every now and then we might end up short, but I can tell you, Alex, I'm out there buying all the time. I mean, that's the challenge right now. Not finding customers to buy this stuff. People are going to be really sadly mistaken if they.
Oh yeah, that's what you told me. You in fact off record, Ted's like, Alex, I'm having to buy gold 3 months out just to even get it in silver. It's horrible. Oh, I wish there'd be a dip. So, yeah, and if you're one of the biggest brokers in the country now, with the fifth biggest, imagine all these little guys around there. Ladies and gentlemen, go with Midas Resources. Ted, tell Bob, and then we're also going to plug the newsletter, because that's another smoking deal and valuable info. You get two silver dollars, free shipping, a free film, The American Dream, great animated special on the banking system, and Mark Dice's powerful full-length book. And here it is. It's a big book and great read. Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. How much are the silver dollars now, Ted?
Well, right now that whole package is at $88 delivered.
Okay, so you notice a couple days ago it was $85, but it's still an incredible deal. It's going to keep going up, folks. Just a month or so ago, this thing was $70. Okay, $88, that's the free shipping, the free book, the free video. And two silver dollars. Is that a good deal? Two silver dollars, $88, a free book, film, and shipping, Bob Chapman? What'd you
it's
say?
It's fantastic. It's wonderful. I mean, what's the retail on it, $150?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, I mean, yeah. That's just the thing. I mean, the point is, Alex, I mean, first of all, you sent us a truckload of this stuff. We had to reorder it for you. Those videos are getting in the hands of people. They're handing them off. People are understanding now. They're learning about the Federal Reserve System, the way the money comes into existence. This information is critical to have. The neat part about it is that there's a whole army of people out there now that have two silver dollars apiece. And those two silver dollars could mean the difference between eating in a week's time and not, because we're having an economic crisis. You'll need silver. You might as well get the stuff anyways. And then, by gosh, take that video, watch it yourself, find a friend, find a family member, hand it to them and say, you watch it too. When you're done with it, pass it on. Because that's what's going to save this country, that we the people have to stand up and fight for it. And you're not going to even know how to fight for it if you don't understand what's getting you. The system is eating us alive, and we need a tool to get out there and spread the word. And that American Dream video is the tool that works. I mean, believe me, it's entertaining, it's riveting. People watch it, they know what's going on. By the time they're done, they want to do something.
Yeah, it's only like a 35-minute film, and it's animated South Park style. It's slightly racy, but you know, even 10-year-olds can watch it. I don't know if I'd let my 9-year-old watch it, but the point is that it's really great, and so is the book. 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237. And, Ted, before you go up on the gold and silver, when folks call, just mention it's a Radio Alex Jones special, and they've got a whole list of the specials. But if this continues, you are going to have to go up on prices on Monday again?
Well, I mean, look how gold is doing, Alex. I mean, we've seen $1,688 an ounce. Bob is saying $1,750. My goodness, that's just right around the corner knocking.
Remember when we were crazy to say it would be $1,000? Then we were crazy to say $1,500. Now 2,000 seems reachable. And again, it's all dollar devaluation, 800-686-2237. I'd like to say support the network, support the show, but this is a lost leader. Ted's, well, pretty competitive. He's certainly not a commie.
I can tell you one thing for sure. You're not going to find a deal like this anywhere out there. Period. There's nobody offering it like this.
Tell folks about the forecaster, too. That's another smoking
deal. Well, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, if you take a look, you buy one franc for $362. The forecaster is $159 per year. It figures out to be about $965 per ounce. And gold right now is closer to $1,700. So it's such a great buy to be able to get in there. And then you get Bob's newsletter, which is just, 40 pages packed with information. The economy right now, with where it's going, people think that they can wait. And that's the point that I was trying to make before. If you think that you can wait till things completely melt down and then you're going to turn around and try to find gold and silver at some local coin shop or perhaps not even Midas Resources, there's just not enough supply. When everything melts apart, there's going to be such a rush into gold and silver, there just isn't going to be enough to cover orders. That's just raw reality. Right now we're dealing with about 1.5% of the people getting into gold and silver. If that number jumps to 10, we're toast. There isn't going to be enough there.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, I got into gold when it was, Ted reminded me of the numbers, 250. I keep saying 300. I got into silver when it was $5 an ounce. And I still buy gold and silver where it's at today. And you know what? When they knock it down and play their games, I don't sell it. It's an emergency backup. And there's a whole list of great silver and gold deals they've got. It's the radio specials. His normal deals are excellent as well, but the radio specials are the loss leaders. I've seen the sheets on these. Even though he bought it when it was lower, 2 to 5% is the markup. With a guy with a business and the brokers and the taxes and all of it, Ted is extremely, extremely competitive. And then when you add that the stuff's gone up, you're getting this lower than you could find it anywhere else. You might be able to find somebody in the super hot market who bought it when it was low and is being competitive, but good luck. Ted is a place that does this every day, day in, day out. Ask for the International Forecaster Special. Ask for the American Dream Special. There's some other video specials we have there when you call to get even more silver dollars or gold coins. Just ask about all the specials. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. I would not be up here saying buy silver and gold if I did not, every bone in my body, think it's going to go way up because of common sense. And I've been right for 11 years. And believe me, I would almost want to be wrong. In fact, I want to be wrong, but I am kind of egotistical like everybody else. I wish they'd stop printing the money, fix the economy, start the tariffs, raise the interest rates, fix America and save it, and then have gold plunge, and people be mad at me. Okay, because then we have a future, and it's not going to be war on the streets and every piece of metal being torn off graves and air conditioners and everything else and crime exploding and mobs beating people up. I would love to be wrong, but unfortunately, folks, the globalists are full steam ahead into the iceberg field. This is their plan to sink this republic, okay, so they can make us jump on the USS New World Order. And so we're going to end up being right again because they're not changing course. Now, if they started changing course, you'd see gold and silver start going down. And I don't mean for a month. I mean precipitously. But you don't see that. Bob Chapman.
And the reason you don't see it is people all over the world, even more so than in the United States, are buying gold and silver. Arhus, which is outside Frankfurt, a large producer of ingots of gold and silver, said the other day that they cannot keep up with the domestic German demand alone. I mean, that's dynamite. And we're getting stories in the forecaster, letters from people that in Athens, they're going bananas, buying gold and silver to get out of the euro, get their money out of the bank. The same thing has happened in Lisbon and Oporto and places like that. The Americans haven't even woken up yet. 0.8% own gold and silver coins, bullion and shares. Forget it. I mean, what's gonna be like when it's 15%? Will gold be $10,000 or $15,000 an ounce? Or will silver be perhaps $1,000 or $2,000 an ounce? Probably.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, I promise to go to calls. Let's just do one more segment after this, okay?
I'll do it.
Ted, are you good?
I'll be here.
We're going to come back, take one segment of calls, hit a few other news items for everybody that's patiently holding. But before we go any further, Ted, I keep getting calls here at the office asking me about the other specials. They want me to list them. Explain the International Forecaster Special.
Yeah, the International Forecaster comes with a franc coin. The franc coin is a European coin. It contains approximately one-fifth of an ounce of gold. And so if you pick up one of those coins, you're going to be able to buy that coin and you're going to get a full year subscription to Bob's newsletter. Now you can buy the newsletter straight up. It's $159, but we'll give it to you for free. Midas will buy the subscription if you buy the franc coin. I think that's such a great deal, something we've been offering for a long time. And considerably, people were buying the same thing for about $96 when we first started. And now it's $362 to give you an idea. You
know, and by the way, Ted, going further, I happen to know you are paying Bob for these subscriptions. They're twice a week digital, or what is it? Once a week, I forget, hard copy. I always read the digital one. And it really is invaluable info. I mean, this is thick, important, wide spectrum information. But if I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, it's already very competitive deal on that franc by itself. It's not like you're paying more for a franc and then getting the newsletter. Tell folks how much the franc is. How much is the deal?
$362, and you're going to buy that. You're going to pay that for a franc one way or the other.
Bob, how good of a deal is that on a franc just by itself?
Well, that's terrific. It's right in line with the market. And Ted's prices are excellent in the bullion coins. He can compete with anybody in the country.
Absolutely, folks. 800-686-2237. I feel good pushing Midas Resources. Get your gold and silver today. Call's coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, Bill, pick up line three. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ha! I'm on InfoWars.com and I'm looking at the link on the front page to last night's InfoWars.com special report. It's not the nightly TV show. That's InfoWars Nightly News, starting September 1st, 5 nights a week, 7 o'clock, 30 minutes, hard-hitting, focused. It's not even the same studio look. This is the Nightly News look, and we're still getting the lighting and graphics and everything together. It's really a beta testing, but we're going to have the Nightly News reports as well, and that's why your membership's at PrisonPlanet.tv and buying the books, the videos, all of it. That funds what we're doing. We're not funded with banker bailout money. I want to remind people of this. Hundreds of millions of dollars of the trillions are confirmed as of 4 months ago to have gone directly to MSNBC. When Rachel Maddow gets out there and demonizes the Founding Fathers, the Second Amendment, Ron Paul, she is paid by the Federal Reserve with U.S. taxpayer money to do it. We're not funded by them. Remember that. And so I want to continue to expand. I mean, the more you fund us, the more energy we've got. That's all money is symbols of energy. That's all commodities are, unless you can eat them. And the point is, and I guess using gold and silver in manufacture, they are eaten. They're consumed. The point is, they're consumable. We have got to go to the next level, and we're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it because of your past support. And as we go into this depression, we're not hiding back and pulling in our feelers and better watch it. We're just like, you know what? I've got these reserves here for rainy day for this place. Spend them. Boom. Do the TV show. Build it and they will come. Boom. Use the reserves. And so we need to refill those reserves. So buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all of it, a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's funny on YouTube. They will gripe on the very video. I can't believe he's charging for this. As the video, with like five crew members behind it, building, rent, taxes, as they're watching the video that's streamed live on the subscriber site for free, they are in there complaining, and they're obviously trolls and operatives. Or they're people who are mentally ill and are living in their mother's basement, have never lived in the real world. And I will tell you, the reason to be a PrisonPlanet.tv member is because you get the streams first, you get the higher quality archives, and a lot of it is exclusive to PrisonPlanet.tv. And I'm not going to, just because of the trolls, get angry and do what I normally do and just go, okay, none of it's free then. You know, again, these people don't live in the real world. I'm a capitalist. I'm free market. I want to be prosperous. There's nothing wrong with that. The bankers have taught us to be failures, that people fighting for justice are supposed to be homeless. No, no, no. We're not funded with your tax money. We're not funded with bailout money they stole from you like George Soros and the rest of them. Okay? We're funded by people that support us and freely buy our books, our videos, our materials that are great deals. And we give good information that's helped people. And we predicted accurately what's happened. And so I will tell folks again, buy the books, buy the videos, buy the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. That's why one reason I went into overdrive today was to take calls, but to also ask for your support if you believe in what we're doing here. Do you have any comments, Bob, on people that don't live in the real world? And even when you give them something free, then urinate on it and say that it's evil that you gave it to them?
They'll always be with us, and they always have been. It takes all kinds of people to make up the world, and we have to overlook those things, keep the goals in sight, keep on doing what we're doing in order to help those who are willing to accept help and not complain about it.
But it's mentally ill to be on a YouTube channel and saying, I can't believe he should give these videos away for free while they're watching the video that we posted last night right after it streamed on PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, it's, you think it's mental illness or are they COINTELPRO, Bob?
Well, it could be both. But I think a lot of it is people just want something for nothing.
But they're getting it for nothing and complaining.
That's right. People are strange, and sometimes they spend their whole life being, quote, normal, and then they get strange, or vice versa. Today you never know what you're going to get.
Bob, you've said it before. When you're number one, and you've been number one in your field, Ted up there, number one in his alternative media field, I've been number one for a decade in what I do, and they're jealous. They're jealous. They burn with envy.
Sure are.
And I hate that. I want to see them be winners as well. You know, these little jealous people can never get it together because they're too busy critiquing other people.
And a lot of them don't have the equipment, too, and they feel badly about that. But that's just the way life is. Some people are given gifts and some people aren't.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't even be complaining about it. It's a new level when they're watching the free video and complaining, or on my website where it's posted and complaining, and I just see it. They're like, he shouldn't have a subscription site. This should all be free, and there it is. It's people that subscribe to fund us so you idiots can see it for free. I shouldn't even respond to it. It's definitely basement dwellers eating Hot Pockets, and their mother's telling them, you know, to carry the trash out when they're 35. It just really gets to me sometimes because it's their critical thinking. look, Bob, I don't think of myself as that smart. And then the more I live, the more I'm out there, I start figuring out I'm smart compared to a lot of people. People are really this dumb. And I guess that's what the globalists are using, is the fact that they know a lot of people are dumbed down or not paying attention, and they use that against them, Bob.
And that's absolutely correct. And that's why they think they can subdue us and enslave us. And I get news for them. There's just all kinds of people out there who are smarter than they are. And these masters of the universe, like Soros and Brzezinski and Kissinger, they were all going to find out they weren't as smart as they thought they were.
They're not. Ted Anderson, I want to go to Alan, Tim, Jeffrey, Dennis, and George. We're going to end this here in about 10 minutes, but I got to get to those calls. Do you have any comments on what I was just talking about?
Well, you know that I've been in it for long enough to know, too, that there are people out there that expect something for nothing. And really, that's what they're contributing is nothing. And if you want to save your country, if people gave their blood and their lives for this, it's a fight for our lives and our freedom and our liberty. And that means you have to give up something. My goodness. Of course, they should finance it. They should be behind you 100%. And I see those comments. I mean, that's just anytime there's an internet billboard, people think they can just put up a whole bunch of profanity and talk about how bad people are. Yeah, that's just the internet.
Well, what it is it's losers that one up themselves. Oh, I can talk bad about the person who's in the arena, and it's like Teddy Roosevelt said, it doesn't matter. In fact, guys, we pull up the Teddy Roosevelt quote about in the arena, just Teddy Roosevelt arena quote. But he basically said it isn't the critic that matters; it's those that are in the arena. And I know the vast majority are great, wonderful people. It doesn't even hurt me that I get attacked. It hurts me that they're so servile and petty and worm-like. I feel bad for them. I mean, it literally just blows my mind that here it is crystallized. They're not mad at the IRS literally taking old people's houses and grabbing wedding rings off women's fingers. They're not mad at the big bankers and Warren Buffett destroying their own stock and not letting their folks know and getting banker bailout while calling for higher taxes on the middle class so they can steal the money. They're not mad at Bill Gates calling to basically sterilize everybody and kill grandma with the death care, the death panels. They're not mad at the TSA sticking their hands down their pants. They're mad at those of us that are trying to rally people to stop evil. Even if you're jealous of us because we're real men, we have red blood, we're not scared, we're public, we don't use fake handles and fake names, that upsets you as cowards. I understand that. But at least you should want self-preservation and get out of the way so real men can go out and reach out to other real men and women that want freedom. I said it before, get out of the road. Get out of the way. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. I'm tired of the pessimism and people that try to kill the messenger and who don't understand this is life and death. Final comment, Bob, on that, and we're going to rampage through calls.
You've covered it all. Let's go to the calls.
All right, here's the man in the arena thing. And then we'll go to the calls. The man in the arena. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, and who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who is at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Let's go to your calls. Alan in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. My name's Alan. I'm in Florida. I was actually calling, so I tried to get in touch with you several times, but it's kind of hard to get through sometimes. I was calling because I was wondering, how come you never had Jock Fresco on your show, considering all the problems that we've been having seems to revolve around the monetary system? One of the good solutions that could come to fix things would be to do away with the monetary system and switch to a resource-based economy. Now, I know there are a lot of things on both sides.
Okay, well, let me stop you. I was just on YouTube during the break and saw the comments that I was talking about saying, why hasn't Alex talked about the guy beaten to death by cops? Because it's not in the video they're watching. I've talked about it 20 times the last couple weeks. I've tried to get Jacques Fresco on from Florida repeatedly. I've called his Imperial Highness, Because he draws pictures of the floating cities that are going to save us and the big brain computer that will decide, and I'll be sent for re-education and the rest of it, to actually give us their side of it so I can understand what he's talking about. And then you call in and I could hear your voice, you know, kind of tremulating, putting me on the spot for not getting him on. Why haven't I had Methuselah on? Because I can't get him on. So if you can get Mr. Fresco on, we'll have him on to the simple thing of get rid of the monetary system altogether and we'll all just be fine. Because the big mega computer is going to run it all. Is that what you're saying?
I think it should necessarily be the mega computer that runs it. But if you actually go into his research that he's
done, I don't want to go live in the sports stadium with people.
No, it's not a sports stadium. Everybody has their own home. That's all covered in all of his research.
Believe me, I've read it. I've read it, and it's frighteningly authoritarian. Now, I don't think everybody involved in it's bad, and I'd like to learn more, and he's got an open invitation. And listen, I called up who's the Peter Joseph guy, and I said, hey, I don't want to fight with you about 2 or 3 months ago. I said, why don't you come on? He said, oh, come on. Then he sent me a big thing. Well, you've got to say this was wrong, that was wrong, this was wrong. So I went and looked at what they've actually said and it was actually what they're saying a lot of it. I mean, he did say on the show that I would be sent for re-education, and I said, that sounds like authoritarianism. And he said, well, you have to retract that was said, and I can't retract something that was said. So, here's the thing. I don't want to fight with all the Zeitgeist people, and I think there are some good ideas within it, but I'm not like a heretic who has to be burned at the stake if I don't go for it. But, Alan, I appreciate your call. What's your view on the Zeitgeist movement, Bob Chapman, or do you even know about it?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to put an olive branch out, but, I mean, just people just like saying, you know, oh, it's great, we'll get rid of this monetary system. Great, get rid of it, but then I don't want to be under this all-powerful central system. See, I want to be free. I mean, you may even have a better system. I want to go out and be a caveman, okay? I don't want to be domesticated. Even though you guys have got a great idea and I've got to live under it. And I'd love to hear about it and try to be friendly about it, but it's not like, okay, let's go to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air. We got to move quick now. Go ahead, Tim.
All right, Alex. How you doing today, buddy?
Good. This is the guy that came up with the idea of the Google bomb. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. I heard you say that the other day on your show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we got to move quick because I waited and didn't go to calls.
Okay. You mentioned one time something about, you know, we got to change this mass media term to something else. Well, I decided to rename it the Magic News Media because all they really are is a bunch of illusionists. The question for Bob I have is, because somebody did bring up what I call the Bin Laden show, and the second part of that question involves the birth certificate. My question is, do you think that these two situations were simply a way to revitalize Obama's popularity ratings?
Yes. Go ahead, Bob. Thank you, Tim.
Yes, they were. There's nothing that they do that's by chance. There's no coincidence. Everything is well planned out. They have people doing that. And, yes, you're correct.
Jeremy in Indiana, you're on the air with Bob and Ted. Go ahead.
Alex, Bob, hey, I just want to let you know I'm here in Newton County, Indiana. I was a champion of the Constitution that ran against Sheriff Hitler Hartman here. And I just wanted, you know, we've heard yours, Alex, but I'd like to hear Bob Chapman's war cry, knowing his background. How's that?
Bob, he wants you to, the enemy.
Well, I think I'm a little old for that, but when I was coaching kids in soccer, they always wanted a war cry, so I made one up for them, and it's called Kakalaka. So if you can remember that, that's the war cry of the little kids in soccer.
Kakalaka, kakalaka, how about? Oh, my God. Okay, anything else, Jeremy, in Indiana?
I just wanted to run down the last year, a couple headlines here in Newton County. We just tip of the iceberg there. Roxanne Hannaford, commissioner, charged with profiting from the sale of a child, swept under the carpet. Edward J. Bars, 5 years, unlawful practice of law. He was a county prosecutor, swept under the carpet. Jeff Jarinski, barroom brawl, a month before his election, swept under the carpet.
Look, I got to stop you right there. Yes. More and more, the criminals have taken over every local government position, and we're in deep trouble. The police openly in Texas in many towns pull over old women and rob their purse and say, you don't have proof of this cash, even if you have the printout receipt. Bobby, I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier, doesn't it?
It is awful. It is awful. And I've seen some videos of cops saying terrible things to people and that they're going to kill them, too.
Yeah, oh, that one in Ohio where the guy has a concealed carry, so the cop tells him how to kill you for like 10 minutes?
Unbelievable. I don't know where they're finding them.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, that guy, I'm surprised that while that cop's saying, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to murder you, that the guy didn't defend himself. I mean, you've got a deranged lunatic. They pull you over. I got a concealed carry. Get out of there. I'm going to blow your head off. I mean, it's like they think they're God or something.
That's right. And it's not all of them. It's just a small percentage, but it makes it bad for all of the law enforcement. And they're there to help us, and some of them aren't. They're mentally deranged.
I tell you, it is. Or they're like kids that grew up watching wrestling and think it's real. Like the cops for 5 minutes did drop knees into this guy's head for no reason while he was unconscious. I mean, and then killed him. I mean, of course you killed him, you morons. I mean, you can kill somebody with one punch, you hit him right. And it's just incredible. It's like them trying to show off that they bagged a turkey or something. It's like they're hunting us. Bob, I look forward to seeing you for an hour next Friday, Lord willing. And we'll talk to you soon, my friend. Sorry to the other callers. Ted Anderson, thank you for joining us. I hope folks will call over the weekend. You will have brokers there, Ted?
We'll have them here right through Sunday. Call. And the neat part about it, Alex, the good news, the books are selling and so are the videos.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you, Ted.
Water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Okay,
I am going to cover a cornucopia of news. I'm going to mention some of it now at the bottom of the next hour. Then I'll continue with your calls. We're going back to them here in a moment. Then I'll continue with your calls after that, coming up in the next hour. But here's just a program note. I do not screen your phone calls. Okay? And so what happens is we just ask your name where you're calling from. If you want to tell us how you're listening, fine. But I usually don't even read that information off. I probably should because it's interesting. People like to hear it. And then I get callers on air, and they, like, want me to screen their call. Is it all right if I talk about this? Is it all right if I talk about that? Or they say, I heard you screen calls. I can't believe I got on. Well, folks, you can also hear that I, you know, work for space aliens. It isn't true. So if you want to get involved on air, it's 800-259-9231. Ken, Tanner, Tim, Dustery, many others. I want to race through your calls pretty quick here. In other news that I haven't even gotten to yet, look at this report. Again, this is all at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Dow bloodbath could herald Great Depression, Paul Joseph Watson. And he's got the New York Times admitting it. Research shows off Wi-Fi hacking drone at Black Hat meeting. And it goes on, drone will likely be used by Digital Blackwater to monitor and take out domestic computer networks. The Pentagon admits they're going to target people's politics they don't like inside America. I mean, you talk about totally illegal. 12 triggers driving mankind towards world government. Key article that I want to go over later. Russian envoy, NATO is planning attacks on Syria and Iran. And soon, stocks crumble for the second day. TSA illegally confiscates pregnant woman's tiny vial of insulin as explosives risk. And there was a report yesterday that sweat on your hands is triggering the bomb. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I hadn't been working in the garden anything. And last time I flew, they, explosives and swab me down. No, I don't work for the big banks, okay? I didn't get my Talib on the plane like the State Department was ordered to do so. So don't worry. We're not the ones that need to be worried about. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls here. Also, there's another article, 57 senators signed letter to protect Second Amendment from UN global treaty that Hillary's trying to get signed. And don't think they won't pass it. You thought you wouldn't get government-run health care. You thought you wouldn't get a super Congress. You thought Obama wouldn't launch wars without congressional approval. You thought the TSA wouldn't grab the outside of your pants, much less the inside of your pants. Well, look at every other country. This is what happens when the thugs get in charge and hire a bunch of dumbed-down control freaks who'll do whatever they're told. It's a recipe for absolute tyranny. Oh, they'll let you. Remember I kept telling you about them not letting people have gardens and demanding inspections before you could have one because you might grow something illegal? You're guilty until proven innocent. And now the reports are pouring in. You know, can't have a garden in your backyard, your front yard. It's happening. Oh, you can't sell papayas and mangoes that are organic. You know, you can't sell this organic cheese. We're raiding you. And it's only going to get worse because they are more and more criminal. The criminals are taking more and more of the slots. They've got more than half the people in government have now been basically criminals or control freaks. Okay? And they got corporate masters that love it. All right, we're going to break here in a minute and come back with your calls. And as I said, I'll try to go through all this news coming up, and Bob Chapman's joining us. I'll throw a lot of it out at him. Before we go to break, I want to remind you that we have a great sponsor. eFoodsDirect.com is celebrating their 30th anniversary with a great deal. Save 30% on the Freedom Unit, one-year food supply. Here's your chance to save $536 plus off. They're already low prices for a one-year supply of the best herbal foods on the planet. The price is even lower for the same volume of food than it was when we first started way back in 1981. This offer ends soon, so act now. Quantities are limited. Be prepared before you need it. Act now, or just trust the government who's hoarding food themselves. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.